Your Auto Light dealers present your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Werner. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Jesus.
Walnut and Bubble Garage, he's a Wallace speaking. What's that? Oh, yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley. Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, The Adventure of the Unaccustomed Public Speaker, we hear that speech-making is a lost art, and we meet the man who lost it. Right now, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Day, the Wallet and Bobble Garage is a beehive of activity. Rufus, Bix, and Sarge are busy at workbench and grease pit. Kezix and his partner, Wilmer Bobble, are touching up the paint job on Professor Thorson's car. At least, Kezix is.
My good friends, my foul neighbors, and also the rest of you, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking.
Wilmer, that looks like you've got a mouthful of marble.
Not marble, Kezix, pebbles. Why do I take them out of my mouth? There.
Wilmer, are you crazy, trying to talk with pebbles in your mouth?
Now, wait a minute. I read about this in a book.
What book?
A book on public speaking. I got it out of the library as soon as Professor Folsom asked us to speak tonight at the mass meeting for the new school.
Well?
It says in that book, it says, the greatest orator of all time was Demosthenes the Greek, who practiced with pebbles in his mouth there.
Does it say anything about cotton for your listeners' ears?
You just don't feel good, Steve. What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know. Cold coming on, I guess.
Well, let me read you some more of my speech. I'll cheer you up.
Yeah, I guess it couldn't make me feel much worse.
Sure. First, let me get my pebbles. Yeah. Now, where was I?
You've just been prevailed upon to bring a great message.
Oh, yeah, message. First, however, I am reminded of a man who returned from a vacation trip and say you had tough sledding. When asked why you had tough sledding, he said, ha ha, no snow. You get it, Stevens? No snow.
I get it, Wilmer. No joke.
Listen, Stevens, it's an illustration. See, well, I get these pebbles out of my mouth.
Illustration of what?
Well, from there, I go right into my speech about how if they don't vote for a new school, there'll be no school. The old school is falling down.
Somehow, Wilmer, I'm not sure you're a very convincing public speaker.
What do you mean? I'll make them stand up and cheer for a new school. When I finish speaking, I'll march on City Hall and demand a new school. Soak it up.
Wilmer, did you ever make a public speech?
Did I ever make a... Did I ever... Jesus, you can't be serious.
Where did you ever make a public speech, Wilmer?
Why,
Where?
Wait till I answer this phone and I'll tell you.
No, I'll get it. You finish this paint job.
My good friends and fellow neighbors and also... Oh, hello,
Professor. Your car's about ready, Professor.
Oh, all right.
Wallet and Bubble Garage.
Stevens, this is Nina.
Oh, hello, Nina, darling.
Stevens, is your cold any better?
Well, about the same, I guess. I don't feel much like making a speech at the mass meeting tonight.
Oh, dear, and you'll have to sit on the stage in that drafty old school auditorium. You'll get pneumonia.
Oh, I'll be all right, Nina, really.
Do you think you'd feel like picking up some groceries on the way to the meeting?
Oh, sure. I'm going to get a piece of paper and I'll write down the list. Oh, darn it.
What's wrong?
All I've got is a piece of paper with notes for my speech on it.
I'm in a hurry, Stevie.
Oh, okay. I'll write on my notes. Go ahead.
Well, I'm having a cold buffet for my bridge club, so I'll need some olive oil.
Olive oil? Yeah?
Let's see. I've got salad greens. Oh, a bunch of scallions.
Got it.
Some cold custard, some bologna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, and some marshmallows and lady fingers. Got it?
Uh,
Yeah, Nina, I'll pick them up before the store is closed.
And, Skeezix, darling, please take care of that cold.
Oh, I'll be all right, Nina, really.
Oh, goodbye, dear, till I see you tonight at the meeting.
Bye, Nina.
Such a gas, Professor Fulton. See, no to no, and then I say no school.
Well,
I'm a little embarrassed. You know,
I'm embarrassed.
Because you don't get the joke.
Is something wrong, Professor Fulton?
Well, I really just read me his speech, and I'm embarrassed.
Oh, now, really, it isn't that bad.
That's it, Judy. I don't quite know how Wilmer got the idea that he was so stupid.
Well, it's in that letter you wrote to Skeezix. Here it is. Listen, it says, Dear Skeezix,
yeah?
The school board wants you to speak at the meeting for the new school, and we are sure that we can also count on Wilmer to help out there.
Well, doesn't that mean Wilmer's to speak tonight?
Oh, dear, we counted on Wilmer to serve as an usher.
But I wrote a great speech.
If you made that speech tonight, Wilmer, I'm afraid the citizens would not vote for a new school.
Now, wait a minute. When I got through with my speech, I'd have them standing in their seats. I'd have them red hot and ready to go.
That's what I'm afraid of. But instead of voting for a new school, I'm afraid they'd go out and burn down the old school.
Now back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the unaccustomed public speaker. We're at the mass meeting in the school auditorium. Skeezix, Nina, and Wilmer are among those on the stage, and Wilmer is bitter about the fact that he's not allowed to speak.
In just a moment, we will present our final speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to say that we have not, we have not filled the enthusiasm for the new school, which we expected and hoped for.
I can't, Nina. This draft here on the stage.
Oh, darn fool, it serves them right.
What did you say, Wilmer?
Not even Skeezix probably can get them to vote for the new school now. If they'd only let me speak, I'd have got them.
You still got your speech, Wilmer? You may have
to. No, I tore it up and threw it away. The best speaker in town, a silver-tongued orator, and they don't even let him speak.
And now for our next speaker.
Professor Folsom.
Our next speaker
is Professor Folsom.
Yes?
I have lost my voice. A fool will have to speak for me.
What did you say, Skeezix?
Oh, you're all right, Skeezix, if you say so. We're lost now, anyway.
I've lost my voice, Wilmer. You will have to speak for me.
Wait a minute, Skeezix. I never made a speech in my life. I mean, please, Skeezix.
Our next speaker, Mr. Wilmer
Bubble. But I tore up my speech. I can't hear.
Here, you can speak to my name.
I said, Mr. Wilmer Bubble.
I am for the no school, and I will state my reasons in a few words. With a pint of olive oil.
The closest, Nina, he's reading it. Wait, Skeezix.
Olive oil?
Nina, we've got to do something.
He ain't now,
The educated child is a symbol of progress, and so I say, so only. I say to you who are good citizens, let's raise our lady fingers in favor of marshmallows. All right, Sonia, shut up! All right, maybe I can't make a speech, so maybe I am a dope. But look at this building in which we're now gathered, in which you call it a school building? It's a shack! Well, look at those cracked walls. Look at the plaster falling out of the ceiling. Well, look at the cracks in the doors and the windows. Yep, and look at my pal, Jesus Wallace, there on the stage. Speak to him, Jesus. Come on, speak to him.
I can't. My boy.
Of course he can't speak. He came here with a call, and in this drafty old building, he lost his voice. Wow. If you people want your kids to come to school in a building like this, I say it serves you right if they all get pneumonia. Now, do you want a new school or don't you?
Yeah. Will he? He's done it. They voted yes.
You may do a great.
Oh.
Here, let me slap you on the back.
What's wrong?
You said that's good, doctor. Quick,
hurry. Really, you're right. What's wrong?
No, that's when Jesus slapped me on the back. I swallowed the pebbles.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. First, a word from your own Autolite dealer. Adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Caesar.
I know Sarge has had a correspondence course in chemistry, Wilmer.
Well, all right, he hasn't. He's invented a wonderful perfume he'll sell barrels of.
But you don't know whether it's any good as perfume.
Oh, yes, I do. I tested it.
Tested it? How?
Last night I went home reeking with him, and Jessica gave me a black eye.
Thank you.